One of the lovely rituals of autumn is the flood of raptors streaming along the north shore of Lake Superior. And one of the best places to witness this splendid sight is at Hawk Ridge Nature Reserve in Duluth. So far this year, we haven't quite hit our peak, which with luck will coincide with the coming Hawk Ridge weekend, September 23rd to 25th. The magnitude of hawk migration on a given day is extremely weather-dependent, with west or northwest winds the very best. But even with the worst winds, east and southeast, we're close enough to the peak of migration that hundreds or even thousands of hawks have been flying past the main overlook most days in the last week or two, and the variety has been impressive. On Wednesday, the last day of summer, I was up there with a class of elder hostlers, and we saw peregrine falcons, a Cooper's hawk, and an immature goshawk, in addition to the more typical eagles, osprey, redtails, and broadwings, including one broadwing in the beautiful dark color morph. You can check the Hawk Ridge website to see what birds have been flying. Their seasonal totals are updated almost daily at www.hawkridge.org. This has been a horrifying month for anyone who either lives or lived along the Gulf Coast, and for anyone who cares about human beings and the fragile ecosystem down there. With Hurricane Rita now bearing down on an already ravaged area, it almost seems frivolous to be looking up at the sky watching birds. But one of the ways we restore our souls is by getting back to nature. Anne Frank, who knew something of living in terror, wrote in her diary, "The best remedy for those who are afraid, lonely, or unhappy is to go outside, somewhere where they can be quiet, alone with the heavens, nature, and God, because only then does one feel that all is as it should be and that God wishes to see people happy amidst the simple beauty of nature. As long as this exists, and it certainly always will, I know that then there will always be comfort for every sorrow, whatever the circumstances may be, and I firmly believe that nature brings solace in all troubles." Of course, the troubles right now are wreaking terrible problems for nature as well as humans. Hawks and songbirds passing through North Country right now are mostly headed straight for the Gulf, where birds have been killed by the terrible storm, but then in probably even greater numbers by the human-created contamination that has leaked from damaged oil rigs and refineries and storage tanks, chemical manufacturing plants, leaking sewage plants, and all manner of localized pollution sources. And flying debris from glass shards to chunks of automobiles and buildings have added to the habitat damage, as has our urgent need to clean up the mess using bulldozers. So these birds flying overhead are going to be in big trouble when they get down to the Gulf. But by the time they get there, the storms will be over, and if they can negotiate the toxic sludge and devastated habitat to get over to Mexico and Central America, many of them will survive. The ocean temperatures are most assuredly rising, and this will take a tremendous toll on birds and apparently on human beings. But that same ocean does foster life. Rachel Carson wrote, "Hearing the rising tide, I think how it is pressing also against other shores I know. On all these shores there are echoes of past and future, of the flow of time, obliterating yet containing all that has gone before, of the sea's eternal rhythms, the tides, the beat of surf, the pressing rivers of the currents, shaping, changing, dominating, of the stream of life flowing as inexorably as any ocean current from past to unknown future. Our future as individuals, as a species, and as a member of a world community of species is unknown, But no matter how bad things have become, there is always hope, the thing with feathers that perches in the soul, as Emily Dickinson put it. Terry Tempest Williams wrote, "How can hope be denied when there is always the possibility of an American flamingo or a roseate spoonbill floating down from the sky like pink rose petals?" As I look at those hawks passing over our sky in the coming days, I'll be praying as Terry Tempest Williams prays. She wrote, "I pray to the birds. I pray to the birds because I believe they will carry the messages of my heart upward. I pray to them because I believe in their existence, the way their songs begin and end each day, the invocations and benedictions of earth. I pray to the birds because they remind me of what I love rather than what I fear, and at the end of my prayers, they teach me how to listen." Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.